everybody. This is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
After the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show. I am pumped, very pumped about this next guest. Pro Bowler, Denver Broncos cornerback, Patrick Surtain joining the show. Talking about a really cool event coming up, a charity bowling tournament at Punch Bowl Social. Patrick, man, thank you so much for giving us some time today. We really appreciate you jumping on.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate y'all for having me on.
Hey, first off, congratulations to you, man. Getting into the Pro Bowl, of course. I'm excited. I'm excited for some flag football this week, to be honest, man. But congrats to you, dude. You are one of the top, maybe the top cornerbacks in the NFL. So just congratulations on all your success in such a short time, too, man. It's so fun to watch you play.
Yeah, appreciate that. Definitely.
All right, so let's look at this, and I might ask you a couple of Broncos questions coming up, but tell us about this charity bowling tournament that's coming up at Punch Bowl Social, man. I want to learn more about this, give our listeners some information so they can kind of get into the mix here a bit.
Yeah, so the bowling, it's a charity bowling tournament called Strikes for Types. It's open to the public starting at 5 p.m. on Monday, February 13th. Ticketed sales are now available for purchase for a total of 24 players to be included in the bowling tournament, where the winning team will play my VIP team, including some of my teammates. So it should be fun. That should be a dope turnout. And Punch Bowl Social will be donated $5,000 to my newly founded Pastor Tan the Second Foundation, which will support underprivileged youth in the community. You can get your tickets now on Eventbrite. The link is in my bio to watch or play, plus a merch signing and photos with my winning team. And I also want to give a shout out to Punch Bowl Social for allowing me to host this event with them. It should be a dope turnout with great food, a great experience, drinks, and I can't wait for it. It should be dope.
Man.
And I want everybody to enjoy themselves. So.
Yeah, and I'll give out some information, too, at the end of this, Patrick, too, where folks can jump on, check out tickets and everything. So let me ask you this. This is going to be a serious question for you, man. Are you the best bowler on the team? Or, I mean, who's the best bowler on the Denver Broncos?
The best bowler?
Yeah.
I'll give you this. I'm for sure not the best bowler on the team.
top five? You got to be top five, top six, top ten?
I don't even know. I mean, I'm really, like, on and off, if you ask me. I'm not consistent, I could say. Some of these guys, they know how to, roll the bowling ball a certain way at an angle where it curves back in. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, dude, I can't.
They be looking like,
no, I don't
some
know.
Some of them be looking like professionals. they got their own bowling balls. I don't even got my own bowling ball. So, you know, I'm pretty raw at bowling, if you ask me.
That's
a few guys that I'm bringing that's pretty good.
Well, that's when you know you have good bowlers, right? When you see those dudes walk in with a bag and they have a bowling ball in that bag, that's when you know you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Then they got the towel to wipe the bowling ball off with. You know, they're official.
Guys that wear the wristbands, too. You're like, okay, these guys have done this for a while. All right, Patrick, so what can guests expect when they attend this? Or if they want to watch, maybe they participate, whatever. So you said there's going to be you and maybe some of your teammates there as well. So what can some of the guests expect when they sign up for this event?
They could expect, so it's a total of 24 players, of course. So, they could sign up and, get tickets for that. But, you know, they should expect to be competing, to play against the VIP team, which includes me and some of my teammates. I don't want to put that in the air yet, but, they'll find out and see. But I just want them, just to have a fun experience. It's going to be a dope event. It's going to be signing their photos with the winning team. So whoever will be participating, just look forward to a competitive bowling tournament, I should say. So we can.
I love it, man. Get those folks out there, compete, be around you. That's a huge opportunity. Patrick, you mentioned your foundation. I want to make sure we let our listeners know a little bit more about that. Can you talk to us a little bit more about your new foundation and what you're, you know, as you brought up with the youth and raising money and everything there, and how folks can get involved too with your foundation. So talk to us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a newly founded foundation. You know, my mission is to, you know, support underprivileged youth in the community. You know, Punch Bowl will be donating their $5,000 to my foundation. And if people want to feel free to chime in, they can too. But, you know, the event is just, you know, it's my first one, so I just want to bring notice towards my mission and also, you know, shine a light on those in the community, those that are, you know, that needs the resources, those that are don't have the same experience that we do. And, you know, I just want to shine a light on those and give back to the community in a positive way and make an impact for my foundation.
I think it's absolutely outstanding, man. I love that. And anytime you want to come on to promote that foundation or this event, you know, we're always game for it. Patrick, can I, let me just ask you, you know, looking at the season that was for you with of course, this is Broncos defense. You guys were lights out for the most part of the season, man, you especially. What was it like this whole season for you just personally? And then at the end of it, you know, finding out, hey, I'm a Pro Bowler now. I'm a starter in the Pro Bowl. Like, what was that? Only your second year. What was that like for you, man, to know you have arrived? You are one of the best corners, maybe the best corner in the NFL right now.
Yeah, I just think defensively as a unit, you know, we proved week in and week out that, you know, we're one of the best in the league, you know, just by our, you know, our preparation throughout the week, the way how we carried ourselves, you know, the way how our standard was set already. We knew before the season started we wanted to be a dominant defense. And, you know, we proved that week in and week out. And, you know, the goal was set for that structure. You know, even though the season didn't go as planned as how we wanted it to be, we still laid it on the line each and every Sunday. And for me, individually, you know, I just, you know, set goals for myself for this year. You know, I know that I could really, you know, look towards, you know, the work this offseason, but I could say the work I did last offseason helped me get to the point where I'm at, you know, to have the season I had, to be a pro bowler and all pro, it means a lot. Those accolades means a lot, you know, just to be mentioned across the league and to gain that recognition across the league, you know, it means a lot individually.
Yeah, well, again, it's been so special to watch. I was so excited when the Broncos drafted you, of course, and then to see what you did last year in your rookie year and then to carry that over and just double down and get even better getting into that Pro Bowl. And a unique experience coming up with Pro Bowl weekend, too. Flag football action, a bunch of different things. The Mannings are coaching against each other, man. It's going to be unique. I'm really intrigued by what this is going to look like this weekend.
Yeah. The format is, you know, pretty dope. It should be fun for the players, the fans, and everybody that's attending. You know, they format it for the players so we can have our fun, you know, after a long season, you know, get to, you know, compete, but in different terms, different aspects of the game, you know, just to make it fun and, you know, just to enjoy ourselves while we're there in Vegas. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, especially the different events, the different games. So, you know, it should be fun just to go around and compete with different players from across the league. It's going to be dope for my first one.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what it looks like this weekend. Patrick, I was just going to ask you if you had any breaking news for us. Do you know who the head coach is? we're all waiting to see what's going to go on with that situation, man.
I wish I knew that answer, but I'm just like y'all. I'm waiting for final.
What's it like for you?
Call.
Yeah, what's it like for you seeing all this stuff? I mean, like you said, you're on Twitter. You do great on Twitter. You're seeing all these rumors, all this stuff out there. I mean, is it frustrating or is it just like, you know what? Whoever it is, I'm a Pro Bowler. I'm going to do Pro Bowl things next year. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah. You know, obviously, I could control what I control, you know, and I'm a mind my business regarding that. But, you know, I just think that, you know, they're playing it out well. I know the organization going to make the right choice, the right decision, you know, for the head coach job. Whoever it is, I just believe they'll provide a lot of leadership qualities and, you know, help, you know, turn this thing around for the team and for the organization. So I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, I'm just going to enjoy my off season and, you know, just wait for when that call happens and when that day happens, being able to meet the coach and chat and chime in with him.
Now, Patrick Surtain joining us, Pro Bowler for the Denver Broncos. We started the segment talking about this great event coming up, this charity bowling tournament at Punch Bowl Social, and I'll give some information out at the end of that when we're done. Patrick, last one for you. Is there? I heard like Garrett Bowles and a few other players talk about what they were looking for in a head coach. Is there any characteristics that you look at and say, I want the next head coach to do this or be this type of guy? Or as a defensive-minded guy, maybe you're thinking, yeah, it'd be kind of cool if they were a D coordinator at one point in their career. Is there anything like that, or is it just more or less, you know what, whoever it is, we're going to trust the organization and be ready to rock and roll? Is there anything in particular that you would look for in the next head coach?
Obviously, when you look at a coach, you know, the main quality, the main asset that you want to see in the head coach is him being the player's coach, him being interactive across the locker room, you know, him being understanding for the players, and also just him being himself. You know, I just think that at the end of the day, you know, just to be at a high position like that in the NFL, you know, you got to have one unique quality, whether it's that leadership or is that, you know, just being a standout guy in general. You know, you just got to have one of those qualities to possess. And I know the Broncos are going to do a great job at finding that guy with the right needs and the right qualities to, you know, lead his team, you know, to greater things in the future. So, you know, I just look forward to that.
Yeah, me too, man. We've been talking about it. I'm ready to find out. I know you're ready, but you're also, like you said, you're going to enjoy some of this offseason, this big Pro Bowl weekend for you. It is so well-deserved, man. So happy for you. And I just got to say, my producer, Angel, is one of the biggest Alabama fans in the history of the world. So when I told him we were getting on the show, he was, like, absolutely floored by this. So he followed your career in college. I mean, we all did. But Angel especially, man, he's like, this is pretty cool. So I wanted to let you know that, man. Diehard Bama fan on the other side of our glass over there.
Yeah, roll tide. Roll tide to that.
You know,
that roll tide.
He's cutting that. I guarantee you he's cutting that, and he's going to make a promo out of that, man, and blare it out before every Alabama game next year. Pat, man, such an honor to get you on this show, talk about your foundation. If you ever want to do it again, you have nothing to fear, man. We would love to have you guys reach out and get you back on the show. We're diehard fans of you, my friend.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We'd love to reach out for future events.
All right, man, good luck this weekend. Pull that flag. I know there's a strategy to it, but good luck this weekend. We're looking forward to the Pro Bowl activities coming up soon, man.
All right, thank you all for having me.
All right, man, Patrick Surtain. There you go, Angel. There you go. You got your role tied in.
You got a couple of them in there. Love that.
Dude, what a good dude. An awesome event to this foundation that's really aimed to help underprivileged youth in the community, in the Denver community, in the surrounding area. But again, this it's a really cool event. This charity bowling social tournament coming up at Punch Bowl Social, I should say. It's happening on Monday, February 13th at 5 o'clock. It's a bowling tournament. He's going to be bowling. Ticket sales are for 4 people per team on 8 lanes. A total of 32 players will be included in the tournament, where the winning team will play Patrick Surtain and his VIP team. Not sure who that's going to be. Probably a couple of players. So there's a cool opportunity. Following the tournament, the Punch Bowl Social will donate $10,000 to Surtain's charity of choice. Tickets are available now if you guys want to check that out. General admission is $15. Entry to the event, there's live DJ entertainment, VIP seating, all of that. Check it out. Just Google this charity bowling tournament at Punch Bowl Social. 45 minutes after the hour. We'll jump out and take a quick break, talk about Pat's comments. I mean, he's going to say the right things, but it has got to be crazy for the players, too, because they're seeing the same stuff. They don't have any inside scoop either. They're seeing the same stuff that we're seeing as far as who the next head coach. But maybe there's one Bronco that does have a little bit of an inside scoop. We'll talk about that next. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.